I want to thank for the opportunity to address this European Council meeting. And as I understand it, it seems to have been dedicated mainly to Ukraine, the energy and the economy as well. And this is the seventh time since Russia began the war that the EU leaders discussed the situation in Ukraine, which alone gives a clear indication of the importance of this topic and the effect that this war has had on all of Europe. However, I fear that due to the constant focus on Russia, the EU is failing to adequately address other issues as well. For example, I noted that at the Council meeting, EU leaders reiterated that Russia bears the sole responsibility for the current energy and economic crisis. And this simply isn't true, because we know that energy was increasing in price significantly before any Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, Minister, I think you know that too, and the government seems to know that as well. So that wasn't the responsibility of it. There's no doubt that the war in Ukraine has exacerbated it and added to the difficulties, but it's not the sole cause of it. And prices and everything else has increased significantly because of that. So we know that this energy and cost of living crisis is largely due to the fault, I believe, of corporate profits. Big oil and energy companies have doubled and tripled their profits this year, making eye-watering money. The more we point the finger at Russia, the more corporate greed is being allowed and facilitated. We need to be honest about where this energy crisis is coming from and what exactly it is that we have to do to address it. Again, this meeting raised concern for me regarding Ireland's neutrality as well, and we need to ensure that our neutrality has not been compromised when discussions such as these take place. But it definitely seems to me, from reading the Taoiseach's contribution today to the debate, that our neutrality, in his eyes, is long compromised and long gone, by the looks of it. You know, and we see stuff like whatever it turns out. The missile concern originated. Russia is wholly responsible for the consequences of an alleged war that launches continuing to prosecute against Ukraine. So that's the attack on the missile there. And Russia is responsible for the war, but we don't know what happened in relation to that actual incident and that event. And we should be very careful in terms of laying blame urgently down to that if something could happen that we could actually be regretting in the future as well. And then we go on, the teacher goes on and talks about the European Council has also discussed how to ensure security and critical infrastructure, and since the start of the war we've seen an increase in the use of hybrid attacks, including deliberate acts of sabotage such as those against the Nord Stream pipelines. As far as I know, we don't know for definite who actually carried out that attack on the Nord Stream pipelines. It's been presented that it was Russia, but it doesn't seem to make any sense that it was Russia. And I've seen comments that it could actually have been Americans carrying out dirty tricks as well. So we just don't actually know. And we have to be very careful in what we're actually saying in relation to that we're inflaming things even further beyond what needs to be there. And also, I think what we're doing is putting in jeopardy our own neutrality as well, and that's very serious. But we must remember as well that standing with Ukraine and continuing to maintain our military neutrality are not mutually exclusive either. I think we can actually do both, and we can actually maintain what has been a very honourable role for Ireland in the world situation. That actually we have a role that can be looked at and people can look at and see that it's significant and important. And indeed, even within the European Union now, I think we're probably ending up as being maybe the only neutral country in name at this stage. I think maybe Austria as well, but Sweden and Finland have rushed to join NATO as well too in the last number of months. And I don't see how that will actually protect them in the long run, because NATO actually is responsible, and whether you want to admit it or not, or whether the EU wants to admit it or not, NATO actually fostered and done a lot to actually drive this war to the situation. There's no excuse for Russia invading Ukraine, but there is no excuse for the behaviour of NATO either, and pushing this, and using Ukraine as a proxy for its own conflict with Russia as well. I think that's what has been happening across the board here. So I think we have to be very careful, and I think we have to look at and maintain our own neutrality, because our neutrality gives us a unique and much needed voice for peace in Europe and throughout the world, and I think we should be using that, and we should be proud to use that as well. And I'm just like checking to see if there's any other members here. But as I also note as well, as the Council mentioned, the EU Military Assistance Mission, the first common security defence policy mission to be conducted on EU soil. And they also noted that the EU Military Assistance Programme provided to Ukraine since the start of the war, that was €3.1 million. Ireland membership of any military alliance and contribution to any type of military mission would undermine our reputation as a neutral state.
You can come in, Deputy Brinkley.